objects and stories from Australian life.
This is us. Holden sedan prototype.
This object is one that most Australians know well, and it was chosen from the collection at the National Museum of Australia by Slava and Leonard Gregorian.
Australia, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Snake.
Pies.
Animal.
Kangaroo.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Holden.
Lenny and I really aren't into cars at all, but I think that just the idea of what this car represented to Australians and families.
There's a special feeling when you own a car that stands apart wherever it goes. Sense of style, security, success.
It's a way of life, and I like it.
And the rolling wheels are Holden.
Have you ever driven a Holden?
Well, actually, the first Gregorian family car in the early 1980s, prior to Lenny's arrival, was an old Holden Kingswood.
Holden. The car that takes it easy anywhere you take it. Kingswood.
I think we actually had two or three.
They didn't survive very well.
They didn't survive. They were already quite old. Two of them were stolen.
Yeah. Oh, not by the Gregorian family.
Two were stolen from us and one died.
And so how does this object, this car at the National Museum of Australia, compare to the ones you owned growing up?
Nothing like those. It's a very, very beautiful,
pristine
prototype.
This is the new Holden, powered to perform in great new style.
It's so shiny, it almost looks as though it's glowing, a deep, rich, reflective teal, with sparkling silver grille, red lions on the hubcaps, and round, affable-looking headlights.
A car for pleasure and business in the big city.
It's the first of three prototype sedans built by hand in 1946 by a team of Australian and American engineers in Detroit.
Specifications went to the American research laboratories, and the world's leading automobile scientists set about producing the car to meet Australia's needs.
It was brought to Australia in secret under cover of darkness to Fisherman's Bend in Melbourne, where the first Australian-made vehicles came off the line in 1948 after rigorous testing.
Over winding mountain tracks to prove manoeuvrability and handling qualities. Through heavy dust on rough bush tracks. In driving rain over slippery roads. Over potholes that would test any car's springs. Through mud and water on unmade roads.
It's been lovingly restored, with hand-welded seams and exacting attention to detail. And it's not just beautiful to look at either. It still works. You can smell and hear the motor running when it's not being stored in its plastic pressurised bubble. It's so valuable that it's only ever allowed out on very special occasions when conditions are perfect.
This model essentially kicked off the motor industry in Australia. You know, it was affordable, it was going to change everyone's lives, and the sense of anything is now possible. That's what we kind of wanted to capture, and it's called Song for the Road.
We've certainly come a long way from the horse and buggy race.
Thank you. Song for the Road, written and performed by the Gregorian Brothers. I'm Alice Keith, and This Is Us, a musical reflection of Australia, was commissioned by the National Museum of Australia to mark their 20th anniversary. Head to the ABC Classic website to view the objects, find out more, and buy the Gregorian Brothers album featuring all of the music in the project.